freedom sounds like such a wonderful thing, and it is. So why is it then that so few people experience true freedom in their lives? Turns out that there are plenty of things that would rob you of your freedom. Plenty. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at your freedom from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. Freedom is a tricky thing. So often we're our own worst enemies. Our perspective, our thoughts, our behaviour, they all rob us of this elusive thing called freedom. Try as we might, we just can't grasp it. You've had that experience, right? You know what it's like. There's something in your makeup, an Achilles heel, if you will, that's constantly your undoing. For each one of us, it's something different. But at the end of the day, it trips you up again and again and again. Mine is perfectionism, which has a tendency to fuel anger. Yours? Well, you probably know what it is. Maybe it's insecurity, gossiping, a lack of compassion, selfishness. Hey, the list runs as long as my arm, and then some. God has a simple name for it. He calls it sin. The devil loves to rub your nose in it, and just when you're feeling weak or tired, emotionally spent, he pushes your button, and there you go again. For the Apostle Paul, it was an obsessive hatred of the church. He, of course, was a Pharisee in the Jewish religion. When Jesus came along and turned everything he'd ever believed in, everything he'd ever worked so hard for, completely upside down, no wonder he hated Christians. But then he met Jesus, and something changed in him. People were talking about it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 23. They only heard it said, "The one who formerly was persecuting us is now proclaiming the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me." And he had been too. He was a terrible persecutor of the church until that day he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. You can read about it in the book of Acts, chapter 9. Okay, so he met Jesus. But what happened to turn him from a man breathing threats against the early church to the guy who ultimately wrote almost half the books of the New Testament? That's quite a turnaround, you'd have to admit. I'll tell you what happened. Jesus changed his heart. You know, and I know, that when we have a change of heart, our thoughts and our actions flow out of that. Just as God promised in the days of old through Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. "I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh so that they may follow my statutes and keep my ordinances and obey them." When you encounter Jesus on your road, when you draw close to him, when his spirit fills you to overflowing, he does what you were powerless to do. He changes your heart, which, as it turns out, changes everything. Sometimes, though, it feels as though nothing's happening. Nothing. So what? Has God forgotten me now? Has he left me on the shelf? We all want to feel as though God has some great plan for our lives. So in those months, even years, when nothing much seems to be happening, it can be terribly disheartening. "Jesus, I came to set the captives free. You, yeah, right, it feels like you've forgotten me." Other people, they seem to be powering on. You, on the other hand, feel as though there's nothing really exciting ahead. Saul is on the road to Damascus, off to persecute some more Christians. He meets Jesus along the way. That's pretty exciting. But then he loses his sight, and for 3 days, he's completely blind. Now, that doesn't sound like such a long time, unless you've been struck blind, in which case it probably feels like an eternity. Adversity has a way of doing that, which is why when you feel as though you've been left on the shelf, it does seem like an eternity. Am I right? Freedom, what's that? You ask yourself in this prison of inactivity. When we get to that point, there's something we need to be reminded of. It's what Paul says of himself in his letter to the church in Galatia, Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. But when God, who had set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might proclaim him among the Gentiles, I didn't confer with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were already apostles before me, but I went away at once to Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus. In other words, God already had a plan for Paul, even before he was born. Along the way, people tried to kill the guy. They rioted against him. He was imprisoned, beaten, shipwrecked, bitten by a viper of all things, and eventually he rotted out the remainder of his days in a Roman dungeon on death row. But that powerful encounter with Jesus, that incredible revelation of Christ himself when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, that changed everything. Because no matter how dire his circumstances became, he knew that God had a plan. So in the middle of those difficult circumstances, Paul had the freedom that Jesus promised. You know, God still has a plan. A plan for today, for tomorrow, next month, next year, and indeed for the rest of your time on this earth. God hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't lost the plot. God has a plan. And that fact gives you freedom, even if you've been locked away in a dungeon or forgotten on a shelf. And that's a promise that God wants you to take into your heart today. The only sort of hope the Bible talks about is certain hope. So may the Holy Spirit write that hope on your heart. One of the things that I'm so passionate about is sharing God's word with you in a way that makes sense. I'm sure I don't get that quite right every day. But do you see how real, how practical, how powerful the Word of God really is? The problem is that all too often, we don't take God seriously. We don't take God at His Word. We read stuff in the Bible or we hear the stuff preached and we think, oh, yeah, sure, but what? You don't think that God means to give you hope? You don't think that God is up to something good in your life, really? Well, don't just believe me. Listen to God's word again, because I know that as it's spoken out, the Holy Spirit will do the one thing that I cannot do. He'll write it on your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not your harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord. That's the word of God spoken to a people who thought they'd been forgotten by him, who thought they'd been left on a shelf. But with God, there's always hope because he will show up. He has set you free. He is ready to do things in you and through you that you can scarce imagine. With all my heart, I believe that he has put us together today to speak that truth into your heart. May you receive the powerful truth of his word, and may his spirit breathe a certain hope into you that you have a future of freedom in Christ. That's what I believe God wants you to receive today. Hope, real hope, and certain hope. Whether you take it or leave it, hey, that's entirely your choice. Only you can decide. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you become all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you will receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read it, listen to the message, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change. It's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.